sound and awareness. Sound waves are omnipresent in our lives, but how do they affect our perception? In this post, we look at how being mindful of sound can help you explore your sensations and gain deeper insights. I've been involved in the use of acoustic phenomena for many years, mostly creating sound motifs and using the human voice to acoustically convey an organization's mission and values, in line with the visual appearance that is usually already in place. These coordinated sound elements are then consistently translated to touch points of the organization, taking into account the respective needs and target groups. With a good conception and implementation, these acoustic measures create recognition, orientation, and trust. In this article, I will start by naming some uses of sound in different traditions and then explain the two terms, sound and consciousness. I will also give you exercises on how to train clarity and insights through mindful listening. In almost all traditions, sound instruments such as bells, singing bowls, or gongs are used for orientation and guidance. In some traditions, mantras, repeated syllables or words are used. Mantras are often spoken, thought, or sung loudly or quietly, and the sound of the mantras is considered powerful and healing. Sound can also be used in insight meditation or Zen as a tool to deepen practice and promote recognition. One focuses on the sound of the breath to bring awareness to the present moment and to focus on the body and feelings. You can hear the sounds your breath makes as you inhale and exhale, and let your thoughts and emotions float by. The same can also be done with sounds that are taking place in the here and now, in the outside world. Practice the sequence: listening, accepting, smiling, and letting go. Sound is change. The human body is a complex system of vibrations and rhythms. Our heart is beating, the sounds of our breathing provide information about our emotional state, and an unwanted flatus can sound in many different ways. Our hands can create musical rhythms and express appreciation, joy, and approval. Our voice is a valuable source to express knowledge, emotion, personality, intention, culture, or health. But what exactly is sound? When an object vibrates, it moves back and forth, creating pressure fluctuations in the surrounding air. These pressure fluctuations spread out in waves and reach our ears, where they become an acoustic experience in the brain. The physical properties of the sound waves include frequency, amplitude, and waveform. Frequency refers to the number of vibrations per second and determines how high or low a tone sounds. Amplitude refers to the strength of the vibration and determines how loud a sound is. Waveform refers to the way the vibration travels and determines the tonal character or timbre of a sound. Sound is an important part of our daily lives as it enables us to communicate with each other acoustically, listen to music, perceive warning signals, or explore our world. Negative auditory experiences that exceed a tolerance threshold that differs from person to person are referred to as noise. Positive auditory experiences can be diverse and are described as pleasant, soothing, relaxing, harmonious, calming, uplifting, inspiring, beautiful, stimulating, or fascinating. Sound is an ephemeral form of energy. Since acoustic experiences are dynamic and temporary, it conveys the existential characteristic of impermanence very clearly. Awareness is the ability to perceive and reflect. Awareness refers to the ability of humans to perceive and experience their surroundings, their own sensations and thoughts. Awareness is divided into different states such as waking state, sleeping state, trance state, altered state of awareness, and coma. Altered states of awareness can be achieved through a wide variety of techniques and practices such as meditation, physical exertion, hypnosis, breathing techniques, or substance use, with very different effects on awareness. It is important to note that altered states of awareness do not always have to be positive, and that some techniques, such as the use of substances, can carry significant risk. And then there is unconscious, sensory impressions that are present but do not become aware. Cognitively, the sound is processed and interpreted by our brain. Our brain is able to distinguish and classify different sounds. For example, we can select and recognize the voice of a specific person or the melody of a piece of music. Our brain can also associate auditory experiences with other senses such as sight, touch, smell, or taste. Practice the beginner's mind with your everyday sounds. The beginner's state of mind, free of prejudice, expectation, and set ideas, allows us to approach things with fresh, curious, and unbiased awareness. To train the beginner's mind with everyday sounds, there are some exercises you can try. Take time to sit in stillness and focus on your breathing. When noises appear, listen carefully without judging them or naming them. Just be present and listen to whatever is revealed to you. Try to listen to sounds with an open mind, without expectations or prejudice. Treat each sound as something new and unique that you have never heard before. Be curious and explore every sound. Listen carefully to find out where it's coming from and what's causing it. Ask yourself what the sound is telling you about the world around you. Be thankful for the experience each listening practice gives you. Consider it a gift and a way to hear the world through your ears. Sound can serve as a powerful tool to gain deeper insight into ourselves and our surroundings. By consciously engaging with the sounds around us, we can create a deep connection to our surroundings and to ourselves, and live a life of joy and serenity. The way you can use sound also depends heavily on your individual preferences and goals you want to achieve. For example, you can learn an instrument, compose music, and thus delve even deeper into the acoustic context. Sound is a universal language that connects us all. By listening to the sounds of the world around us and letting ourselves be carried by the vibrations of the universe, we can develop a deeper understanding of our fellow human beings, all living beings and our surroundings, and create a world of compassion and harmony. May all beings hear mindfully. May all beings be happy.